One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of The Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back. Just a quick reminder that The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by BreezyGolf.com. The finest hats, sweatshirts, polos, whatever you may need, whenever you may need it. It's also brought to you by Have a Day. Have a Day liquid, not just any liquid. That's golf's liquid, the one, the only. Mikey V has arrived. Joey D has arrived.
Mikey, you look like you're going fishing. What is that?
And here we go.
Yeah, no, I got to clean snow after this. I got to go right out and fucking shovel. So I just got to be prepared, bro. I got to go right out and shovel, dog.
Guy acts like he's going to the polar vortex.
Well, you know, Joe, when you never had to shovel snow a day in your life, you know what I mean, dog? I imagine I could count. You lived in fucking Canada. You're from Canada. I could count on my hand, I bet, how many times you went out and shoveled.
I did back in the day.
Yeah, how many times?
What, in the last couple of years?
No. In your lifetime, how many times would you say you've shoveled? Give me an honest answer, too.
Probably a good 10.
A good 10? All right.
Well, I mean, you got to think, for years, I lived in either an apartment or like a place where I wasn't responsible for doing it. Like,
what, when your house?
Well, I lived in with my parents for years, so my dad would do it for many, many years.
You know what,
by the way, we don't get a lot of snow in Vancouver. It's very rare.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like Seattle. They get a ton of rain. It's very rare we get a ton of snow.
That's pretty good, because I would have thought Canada automatically you guys get hammered with snow.
No, like the East Coast, they get tons, like certain areas. But we, to be honest, like very many winters, we wouldn't get snow at all. So now, that's why.
Lot bigger fish to fry on this pod. But I'll say this snow situation that's going on here is ridiculous, bro.
We're getting
snow today. We're getting snow Tuesday, Wednesday, next Saturday, Sunday.
Oh,
it's outrageous.
We have a lot to get into. We have a big announcement that we have to get into as well. Cat's out of the bag. But, Mike, I will say, I mean, you couldn't have put the suspenders on after the podcast.
No, Bob, I got responsibilities, man.
I know you have responsibilities. I'm trusting you. I'm not
he had a Super Bowl halftime show to
run.
But
aren't you hot in that?
No, feel good.
What is that, like a Helly Hansen's, like snow,
yeah,
like overalls?
It's like,
look at the physique.
Whoa.
Mikey's looking spelt.
Flex a muscle, Mikey. Flex a muscle.
We've been working hard, boys. Everybody in here has been working hard. Bob's
Joey
been
D's lost some
Joey
weight.
D's
I mean, grind.
Perez is in the gym. I mean,
Perez is going to the gym.
2025 may be the year of Bob Does Fitness. I don't know.
Perez has absolutely shed some weight. Joey D's absolutely shed some weight. We said we were going to do it, and we're doing it.
Dude, listen. I know we have big things to talk about today, monumental announcements today. But I gotta say one thing: I saw the picture of Perez next to Barstool Beef.
Oh my God!
I tell you what, Perez looks like Perez looks like an Ethiopian next to this guy. I mean, this guy. And by the way, I didn't realize he was tall too. This guy is pretty tall.
He's 6'6".
Get the fuck out! Are you serious?
Wait,
he's like,
Joe,
Is he six six?
I think he's 6'5", 6'6". He's huge.
He's definitely tall, but where do you get the 6'6"? You know that?
I'm 6'1" almost, and he's much taller than me.
Dude, he is a fucking unit, that guy. He's huge.
Oh my god.
Perez
yeah.
looked like a child next to him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's somebody had a good line.
The Jared Leto line was hysterical.
Dude, we were going through it.
Somebody said the Perez looked like Jared Leto next to him. Jesus.
Somebody put up, we were reading the comments in the In-N-Out Burger drive through, and Perez is just in the front seat scrolling through the comments. And one guy was like, shit, I'm not eating dinner tonight. And
he just like, yo, man, that was like, a body, and he got bodied, bro.
He would just be like, that's tough. Yeah. How about it, ladies and gentlemen, warm round of applause. We got a baby D coming in hot there. Had to be a boy. Was always going to be a boy.
Had to be a boy.
Talk to the folks about it, D-man.
Well, we did the ultrasound a couple of weeks ago, came in. Actually, the day that I was leaving for Scottsdale, we called in because we were supposed to get the results. And we're like, you know, can you look to see? So sure enough, they send it to the email. You know, you go in and, you know, I genuinely say this, I would have been happy regardless, but I'm very thrilled. We both opened up. It said that it's, you know, sex is male. And it's just like, for the first one to be a boy, it's just tremendous.
Gotta,
I mean, it's just really, you know, cause you know, say we have another one now, we're playing with house money. Cause if we have another one and it's a girl, it's perfect. If we have another one that's a boy, I'm still happy. I have you know, an heir to the DeMar name now to carry on my name for future generations.
Hell of a name to carry on, too, at this point.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's me and my brother are the last to carry on that name. So if my brother is single, he's having the time of his life. I don't know if he'll settle down anytime soon. And like, for a long time, I didn't know.
You don't think he'll get married? He seems like a family man type to me.
He really is, but right now he's just, you know, he's on
Mikey,
his.
I got the name. I got the
no,
name.
No, 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 Bob. You can't.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know the name. You know that. I don't know the name.
We're keeping that.
But I don't know. Here's
I heard it was going to be Robert Michael DeMar. That's what I heard. For the good of the pod.
Mikey? Here's the name of the boy. Okay. Go ahead. Dante DeMar, double D, dude.
I told him I liked that name a while ago, and Bob took it and ran. But
it's a good name.
We have a couple names we're toying with, but you know, at the end of the day, it's wild. It's exciting. You know, the opportunity to like grow up and golf, and like, I mean, the kids could be better than me in golf in like 2 years. But that being said, it's just to do things like that is very exciting. It's very, very exciting. I think the kid's going to be an absolute stud. You know, I'm really. I mean, if he's got Nicole's looks and my charisma, I mean, we're real good.
I mean, yeah.
Dude.
I mean, come on, man.
I just think of like Cutsy at the playground, like with other kids. Like Dante could just shove a kid down and they're like, you know, Garrett could be like, your son just pushed my son. I'd be like, no, he didn't. I was right there. No, he did not.
It's going to be fascinating, man. I'm excited for Joe, man. And to have the boy first, I mean, I agree. You know, as a dad, it's always like, I don't know. I know dads that I guess wanted girls first, but as a dad, like you just, first and foremost, you just hope everything goes right. Cause you know, there's people out there, man. Like it's so horrible. They try and people have so much trouble, you know, just getting there. And that's tough. But like once you're there and then you find out, man, it is really like, I was so, so pumped when we found out our first was a boy.
Dude, I feel bad for a guy. Not that I feel bad, because obviously you're going to love your kids regardless, but like obviously a lot of the guys want a boy. But to their parents who have like three girls, and then
my brother, my one older brother,
they go to have another one, and then are you going to get four girls? And again, you just some you want a boy, you want to mix it up.
I mean, listen, my dad, I got four older brothers. My dad wanted a girl desperately, five fucking
instead,
God bless your mother, man.
Steady, he didn't just get a boy, he got the most macho all time. Show up with suspenders to the podcast.
He got, no, he got a dog. He got a dog. Man. He didn't get no origami fellow over here. You know what I mean? I don't fold like paper, dog. I'm a worker. But I'll tell you this. I'm so happy for Joe and Nicole, man. It's going to be fascinating to watch. It's just going to be so good to watch. Like Joe's saying like he's going to be into golf. Like in a perfect world, Joe, you have these ideas of like everything that's going to happen. And then they come out and it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like nothing you thought is going to happen the way it happens. But that's the beauty of it. That's really the beauty of it. It's like, you don't know. You don't, it's just it every day is like, you don't know what the fuck they're going to say next. It's just crazy.
We were at the waste management and there's this guy, Joe, I always get his name wrong. I always say James Kelly. It's not James Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, Bob.
James Kelly is a guy in the, that's also one, but he's a guy in the golf space. He does like freestyle rapping.
Machine Gun Kelly.
No, he was there. I know what you're talking about.
Is the other guy you're talking about the guy who raps on the tee?
Yes, he's also a Kelly. It's James Kelly. Yes,
gotcha.
So he alluded. He literally said that Joe was going to be a dad. Now
I don't know how
Joe has told me, and really nobody else.
I told my close friends.
Before the Instagram announcement, it was me, you, Perez, and then whoever else he had.
My friends back home and then my close family. I didn't tell anyone else. I don't know how he was like, Joe's also going to be a dad. I was like, yo.
How the fuck did he know that?
Mikey, it was.
I announced it the next day. So like no one still knew, but like it was bizarre.
Does that concern you at all, Joe? That there may be some loose lips. And you know what they say about loose lips? They sink ships.
I don't know.
Are you concerned?
No, I mean, listen, we put out a big announcement. Now, the thing is with these things, like, and you know, Mikey, like, you don't want to prematurely tell anyone because, especially the first trimester, there can be a lot of complications. So we wanted to make sure that we waited long enough.
Now, get through that first 13 weeks.
Yeah. Now she's more than 14 weeks.
Yeah.
The baby's due August 8th. So 0808. And so, you know, we had a time that we were planning on telling everybody and it went really well. I think you know, I will say that like the amount of support and like very kind messages, like, cause you put stuff on Instagram and social media all the time. You got guys who, you know, they take shots or they have like little cheap remarks. I have to say like 98% of the messages and like the overall consensus of like the messages that we received were so positive. And so many people saying, this is going to be the greatest thing in your life. This is going to be the best moment. It is. And so it was like really eye-opening, but it was super amazing. But yeah, that day before that we, you know, the announcement, he said that. It was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, that's wild.
So it was really, really one of the why I was in shock. We just didn't have any idea how that
Nobody even really responded to it, aside from like Bob and like the guys. I think everybody just, I don't even know if anybody knew.
I would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dear friend of the program, Christian Kirk, was a little bit surprised who I was standing next to. He was a little shocked as well, but nobody really said it, but it really was. I have no idea. I mean, look, guy did his research somehow, some way. I don't know how, but you got to give it to him.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But a big shout out to Joey D and Nicole. Special stuff, content wise, is going to be just a fucking blast. It's insane as
that
this well.
Guy, that's the first thing he
No, I said congratulations. Just,
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you said congratulations, but the congratulations had to tie in with the content, though.
This guy's going to try to be at the delivery room with the camera
oh,
ready.
Oh, yeah. Right. Shoving it in the gynecologist's face. Doc, can you get me a better angle on that, Doc?
With the newborn, it's not going to be a content machine because the newborn sleeps like for a good year, Bob. You're not going to get like what you're hoping for the toddler age.
Give that baby a little time off camera.
I'm giving it to, for sure.
Give that baby a little time off camera, all right?
Eight years old.
Eight, you think, is going to be when it starts running?
No, it's look, two, three years old. Oh, yeah. Be having a field.
Let me tell you, that baby, that'll be content rolling out very, very quickly. you know what? As it should be. I mean, babies are tremendous. They're tremendous.
We're going to have to pass the baton down on the Brilliantly Dumb Show baton, the Bob the Sports baton. The account's got to go to somebody.
What do you mean?
Well, like eventually the next generation is going to have to take on.
You imagine if it, could you imagine if it's Joe's son, Dominic, and then Bob, when you start getting to work
That'd
over there?
That'd be tremendous.
You know what I mean? It really
Carrying
would
on the
be.
Brilliant.
That would be something unbelievable. Circus, dude. That would be
and it's like the same thing. Like my kid's just stirring the pot. Yes. Joe's kid is just doing the wild, like just like Joe's kid and Mikey's kid get into it right away or being late or something. Like, just some crazy shit. Special time.
I will say, by the way, you posted a picture of Dom the other day at that dance or something. Yo, he's turning into an absolute stud.
He looked
like a million bucks in that. But
so this is when, like, you know, he's in kindergarten now. So it's like he had the mommy son Valentine's dance. Very, very, very sweet. Like, it's wild, bro. He's so big now. He doesn't fit in, like, the shopping cart front seat anymore. Like, little things. And you're like, bro, what the fuck? Where did all the time go? Where
Mikey,
did all the
you
time
taken him
go?
To back, you haven't meant, you haven't talked about it in a while. Have you talked to taking him back to Stu Leonard's? Whatever, you were
all that was yesterday. We went yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went yesterday. And that's the cart I was talking about. It was like, the carts that look like fire trucks or police cars or tractors. Like he used to be able, now he fits in it, but like his knees are like my knees in coach. Like when I sit coach on an airplane, like his knees are like pushed up. He's like, dad, my knees. I was like, yeah. I was like, but if you want to sit there, this is what you got to deal with. We were there yesterday picking out some stuff for today for Super Bowl. We're recording on
what's
Super
the
Bowl
spread podcast. Look like today.
Just a lot of junk food pickings and stuff like that. It's just, again, the weather kind of threw a wrench into everything, but we were going to stay home regardless. Got some nice ice cream. Picked up
stay
some
home.
Nice ice
I'd love cream. To see you do some Chinese food for that Super Bowl,
Chinese
Michael.
Chinese would be something else. Gabriella did request Chinese spaghetti the other day.
Oh, man.
You know,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
There's a reason you got that ad read, Mikey. I just thought you would do very well with that. I really did.
This is the second time he's thrown it to Mikey.
Yeah. I get, by the way, Mikey gets the most ads. He reads it really well. He does. He reads the ads well. The best thing we ever did on this show is not the new setup that got completely bashed. That was one of the worst things. But
it was a short-lived error.
That was bad, man.
It was
that
a one
was
and
a
done.
Bad time. It was a one and done. Remember how stressed we were, Mikey? You were waiting for us. You were getting annoyed with how long it was taking. We were trying to hurry them up. That was an absolute fucking disaster.
Well, we tried it, didn't work, and we went back, you know?
Remember when Joey D got into it? We went back on for the next episode and he got into it with the fans.
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes you have to try for innovation. You got to try to, you know, you don't just be complacent and just keep running with the same stuff. We tried to better the show. It didn't work. We keep it moving, but we had people coming for our throat. Like, we don't care. And you know what? I this show is our baby. I'm not going to have someone slander the integrity of the individuals who are trying to put out a great product for the avid listener week in, week out. That's exactly what we did. It didn't work. You can say that. But when you start coming at us for what we're doing, you know, then you know what? That's when I'm gonna clap back.
I mean, there's only one more natural evolution of this show is a studio one day where the three of us record in person. Other than that, you'll see the Zoom call, I would imagine, for the foreseeable future. But that would be the next genesis, in my opinion. Never know.
Wouldn't like the studio either, those same individuals.
A studio would be pretty fucking cool. But I do think there would somehow be people who would have a problem with like missing the Zoom. I don't know what
people
it is.
People don't
about
like change, Bob. People don't like change.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be part of it. Fellas, I got a coffee outside. Give me one second. Just one second. Just one quick
now,
second. One, now, I didn't want to talk about
the integrity of
now,
the show
Joe,
here.
Now, Joe, there has to be something said here because, you know, when Umberto or whatever that guy's name was in the Dominican, what was his name? Hector,
yeah.
Bob
crucified me.
Bob,
yeah.
We're gonna need a little hand up though because of the Hector stuff when Hector brought the coffee to Joe.
But that's a butler coming into a room.
What is this?
By the way, one would argue I didn't even have to leave my own room during the show. I was still locked in. This is almost worse.
Well, I don't have the courtesy of a butler to deliver the coffee.
No, would you say that you're more locked in than Bob? Right
I would say that even when I had coffee, I had it delivered to me. I didn't leave. I didn't get up. I didn't interrupt the process of the show. The guy literally brought the coffee to me. Whereas now he's going to leave for, you know, some time. Go get your coffee, Bob.
Let me tell you something. I'd rather leave for 20 minutes than watch the entire Alabama game the way this guy did last week. And if you don't think the fans saw it, you're wrong about that. Because the entire time, I'd rather leave for 20 minutes than pull the stunt he pulled last week.
What last week? Last week I was locked in.
You're watching your phone the entire time.
I think I was pretty locked in. We had a great episode last week.
Correct.
That was a great episode.
Let me go get my coffee.
It was one of our
go
best.
Ahead, Bob, get the coffee.
Get that coffee before it gets cold there, Bob.
We'll continue without Bob. Welcome to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. This is the subsect of the Brilliant. This is called the Brilliantly Dad Show. This is now the Brilliantly Dad Show. With only myself and Joseph Coldcuts as the only two fathers to represent the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Joe, soon to be father, August 8th. By the way, 8/8, great date, Joe.
I know, it really is. It's a perfect setup date. And I'm, you know, by the way, I'm happy to be part of this club. I know I'm not there yet, but I'm basically just received my invite.
Correct.
I'm waiting to get in.
Right. You are RSVP'd.
I sure did, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to come in lock, stock, and barrel to this club. The Brilliantly Dads, we need to set up like a little, you know, platform for the dads.
Brilliantly Dad Show would do numbers. And, you know, summer baby is always nice because if you get a winter baby, like, you see now, my birthday's on Wednesday. It's going to fucking snow. It's going to be miserable. It's going to be horrible. Like, it's you never know with my birthday. February birthdays, January birthdays, you never know. You could get fucked so bad depending where you live. I was just saying, Bob, this is now the Brilliantly Dad Show. We have a little subset, me and Joey D. But I was saying summer birthday is really nice because, like, you always could do something. Like, when you're February, January, it's very limited.
For the kids, too, they're outside of school, so you can have all the kids over for the birthday parties. Nice. You go away, like, you know, do something fun.
No birthday parties until he's 7, but that's...
Have a birthday party. He just won't be going to these, you know, these huge 5-year-old things.
What is that, iced? Is that an iced?
It's an iced oat milk shaken espresso.
Did you say oak?
Oak.
Oat milk.
Oh, we gotta lay off those oat milks, Bob.
Oat milk's not good.
Read a big article about all these faux milks, all these like almond oat, they're really bad.
Almond's the best of the bunch. Soy's awful. Yes. Oat milk is not good for you as well.
Yes, yes.
I think almond's the best one, but I don't even, you know what, Mikey? I don't even put anything in my coffee now. I just drink it black.
Drinking black, yeah. I can't do that.
I usually do, just not from Starbucks. Starbucks,
I got the Kit Kat creamer.
Oat milk is one thing.
No, it's horrible. No, horrible for me. No, horrible. No, 100% horrible.
I mean, what's in my milk about oat milk? He's got Kit Kats.
Yeah. I tell you what, that is the one like daily health vice that I just cannot kick. Like, I can't. I think I have maybe these flavor creamers.
Sweet tooth.
I really don't. But when it comes to coffee, these flavored creamers, I don't add any extra sugar, but obviously the creamer itself is loaded with sugar. I just love the flavored creamer, man. Like, I just love it.
I know what I like to watch?
It's poison. It's literally poison.
Does it taste like Kit Kat, though? Because I told you my issue with the Kit Kat.
It tastes like you're taking a fucking bite right out of a Kit
Kat.
It's insane, bro.
Really?
It's insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the best one in that you've had so far?
That one or the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. That one's unbelievable.
Oh my
that one's, God. But this one is like their Almond Joy is pretty good, but I would say Kit Kat number two power ranking right behind.
Told you my issue with the Kit Kat cereal, like it just didn't taste like Kit Kat, like it just wasn't.
That was my concern with this, because I had a Snickers one and it was okay, it wasn't great. Have you tried the
Eggo waffle ice cream yet?
No, I haven't even seen it yet.
I don't know if it's officially out. I think it's just something that they put. It's coming. To keep an eye on. Wendy's coming Thinman around Frosty. The bend as well. Yeah. Wendy is coming
February
around
February
21.
Oh, right after your birthday.
February 21.
Okay, let's get into our buy or sell segment of the show. What did you see this week that you liked? What did you see that you not liked? Joey D, start. Go ahead.
I'm going to sell, and it's no one's fault in particular, but it's just getting ridiculous. These people now, when you come to check into the flight, I went to Arizona. I brought a check-in bag, so I didn't have to, a little carry-on, so I didn't have to check it in.
Right, right.
These people now who are trying to make you check in the carry-on bag before you go in, and you have some of them who are just very chill, and some of them are very aggressive. This one guy, when I was coming back from Phoenix to go in, was like, you can't take that on. I was like, what do you mean I can't take that on? I brought it with me. He's like, no, you can't take it on. I said, why not? He said, you know how they have the one spot where you can zip it up, Mikey, to compress it more? He said, if you don't zip that up, you're not bringing it on the plane. You have to check it.
It's supposed to be if it fits in that little metal cube thing that they have.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is the compression of that zipper, it diminishes the size, but what, half an inch? I'm like, you're telling me that half an inch is going to be the difference between that thing fitting up there or not. So in the middle of the thing, I had to go down on my hands and knees, push the bag down, and zip the thing up. And this guy has the fucking balls to tell me, you know, I should make you zip it all the way. I'm like, yo, can we not be petty here, sir? With all due respect, I don't understand. Did you see that thing, Mikey, where they had that that senator was talking to the head of one of those airlines, and they get commissioned for every bag.
I brought this up.
That they get to check in, they make $10
stipend. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Now you got some of these guys who are fucking going around like pushing this agenda that I can't bring this carry on, and it's not a huge, it's not like a massive carry on. And I just said to him, sir, I said, there's no consistency. And then meanwhile, I get into the plane and everybody's got their backpack and their other thing up here, and there's no space to put the fucking bag on.
Were you coach or first class?
I was economy. I was 16B.
I was going to say first class. They're not going to pull that shit.
But they'd let
Joe, what?
The disparity is so bad. The consistency.
There's no consistency at all.
I mean, listen, I don't know how many times we could sell airlines or the airline industry in general. God knows we've done it ad nauseum. People are probably sick of it, but it's just becoming a joke. The experience is such a bad experience most of the time. 70 to 75% of the time, it's just not a good experience.
Well, it's also too, it's a miserable time. Like everybody inside is just going to be miserable because nobody wants to be flying. Yes, everybody's, you know, your day's cooked. Like, it's like being at the DMV. Everybody's already stressed, so it definitely.
I'm going to the DMV tomorrow, Bob.
On a Monday after
in
Super
the snow.
Bowl.
Bro. Not only that, the only DMV that had an appointment for me to get in and renew my license before it expires is 2 hours away from me. That's the only one I could get.
My
to.
God,
I have a 4 hour round trip to the DMV tomorrow.
So your day. I tell you what, the DMV is shot.
I'm going to go to work in the morning. I got to leave early. And then I got to go down there and come all the way back up And then we were supposed to have my mother's birthday dinner last night, and it got canceled because of the snow, because they live down the shore, my mother and
that
father, so they couldn't drive back.
Now, the appointment's nice. The appointment's really nice to have.
The DMV is not good for
you. You have to have an
health.
Appointment in Jersey now.
Yeah,
to
you
get
do,
your
you
license
do.
Renewed, you have to have an appointment.
Joey D's trying to get his ad read in. So that's
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Help us help you. Help. Yeah. We can't help you if you don't
help
us.
Yourself.
Correct. Right. Now, so Joe, what with your buy or sell, what's the buy or what's the sell?
I am selling the inconsistency of these airlines when it comes to these carry-on bags.
So, okay, so you're selling.
Yes. Bob, in life, you got to have, like, you know, I always say what's good for the goose is good, for,
good
the
for the gander.
You have to have consistency, and there's correct. No consistency. If it's like a run of the mill, what you get with one is different than the next, which is different than it's got to change, man. It's not okay. And by the way, they keep jacking the cost of flights up every fucking year. It's more and more expensive, and you're getting less and less service. It's just, and I'm not blaming, like, I'm not coming at like the people who work there, because Lord knows they got to deal with a lot of shit. But like, you're telling me the difference between me being able to bring my bag on the plane is to zip that little thing up. And by the way, you know what his excuse was? Is that they had some guys from the FDA or whatever who were checking, and that they could get sued tens of thousands of dollars. It was just preposterous, man.
We'll say I saw that senator rip into that guy. It was like the CEO.
Oh, it was great.
I sent you that, didn't I? The video?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Great to
maybe.
See that guy. Light him up.
He killed him.
Dude, those meetings, I don't know exactly what those are, where people, like, it's every week somebody new is on the stand.
It's like congressional hearings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if each of us had to go on there and they just rip us about all. No. That'd be bad, man. Oh, I'd get fucking in.
That's like, so those are kind of like, they're like celebrity roasts, but like they're serious.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like a celebrity roast, but like it's actually very serious, as opposed to a roast, which is supposed to be in good fun. So you get roasted, but it like could have a major impact on society or yourself, which is
and that person's job.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
My dream is to get roasted, like to do like a roast with all of my friends.
I mean, that's very easily arrangeable, I think.
I think so too. But yeah. It's like, if I set up a roast for myself, it's one of the biggest egomaniac moves of all time. You can't do it.
Somebody else have to do it. Put together a good dais. We'd have a great dais.
Right.
It would be a really good dais.
Right. Who would host that? Michael?
Jet really should be the one to host it. Jet would be
like Nikki Smigs would be good at hosting something like that.
He would be very good. Yep. Yeah.
He'd be on the dais for sure.
He's been posting all these old Brilliantly Dumb Show Patreon clips that we have been talking about.
It's a Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Hey, Brilliantly Dumb Show. You know, Joe mentioned the inconsistency thing. I think I've said it before, but I think one of the biggest things that people overlook is consistency. I say it all the time. Consistency in restaurants is a big thing. Going to a place and expecting something. You know, think of those lunches you go to a lot of the times, Mikey, of what you're expecting. Yeah. If you get something different, that's a big thing that, you know,
that's, you know, especially like you go to the thing with me with is the chain places. If you're going to have a chain restaurant or a chain, you know, I always say it about Dunkin' Donuts. It's like, if you go to certain Dunkin' Donuts, like, I know it's going to be so much better than this Dunkin' Donuts. And that's fucked up. I'm ordering the same exact thing, but it's so much better at location A than location B. And that's a problem in the chain. Yeah.
I would love to see airports have better food, like consistency, like, you know, the to-go sandwiches. Like, when is one place going to step up to the plate and just be? But sometimes you're so hungry, or if you're going on a connector, that you just you have to snag them.
The airport restaurants, just not it normally.
The pre-made stuff is it's such a turn. I can't get over a mental hurdle with that stuff. It just is like,
But sometimes you have to, if you're going on a connector, it's never good. Somebody's got to step up. Some chain has got to step up and do these to-go rest, but make them really good ones. Somebody's got to step up to the plate. Buy or sell, I'll let it rip. Buy something that I wasn't in on in the beginning, Joe, you know this, that I'm very much in on now, I think is unbelievable. They do one thing and one thing only. Give me the buy on Raising Cane's and that Raising Cane's sauce, man. I didn't think I wasn't a big chicken tender guy. So I just thought, just what's so funny? What?
Bob, you flip flop on some of these things so much. Bob used to be so anti-Raising Cane's. Yeah. Used to say, how can you only have one thing on the menu? Now that, you know, if you're going to do one thing, do it great. Sometimes it's like fine if you're like in between or you're honing between the middle, but he has either like such a hard no or such a hard yes.
Fair. No, I'm going to say something
at this point in our, at this point in the lifespan of this show. Okay. It happened to me this week in the lifespan of this show. It is going to get very impossible not to contradict yourself on something and get caught for it. I got caught this week. I'm going to go hand up on it. I sold the doggy and the baby voice. I find it horrific. Okay. And then really dumb show tracker, of course, found this guy
sees
who
it all. He found like the eye of Sauron.
It wasn't him. It was somebody else. But he put it out there because he's got the following of me doing the doggy voice to Joey D's dog. Now, I'm going to say this.
Now, my dog's very cute.
Very cute dog. I play up great to dog. The show. But I'm going to tell you this. If you've ever seen me in public speak to a dog, I speak to a dog the way I'm speaking right now. I say, hey, dog, how you doing? Hello, dog. Hello. So, I mean, if you catch me out in public, then you could talk. On the show, I get it. You got me. Hand up accountability. But, Bob, going back to that, the lifespan of this show, ultimately, we are all going to get caught in the wrap-up of a contradiction here or there. It's just the way it goes. And things change. I mean, maybe he doesn't like Raising Cane's one day, and now he fucking likes it. I mean, things change.
But here's the thing, Mikey. We know Bob, right? If Bob has a couple good experiences with something, he is all in on it. Yeah,
like that though, because I'm pretty much the same.
But he will keep going to the well. Like if Bob finds something that he likes, he will hit it every single time. Yep. And then if he has a bad experience, he's kind of like his dad like this. If he has his bad experience, all of a sudden he goes from all in to, you know, these guys have got to be better. And then it's on the other side. By the way, last night, his dad, I had us in tears. This guy brought a parchment paper, a yellow parchment.
It's not a parchment paper. The guy had a pad of paper, man.
The legal pad. It's
I tell you what, that paper should have been burned because he had rocked. Nothing but losers on it.
He got rocked.
And no,
he got
normally, rocked. Normally, he's great.
He got rocked.
It's
he
a
got
tough
rocked.
Business.
And, well, you can tell. You can tell. To be honest with you.
He was not thrilled.
No, me and Joe started. Me and Joe were giving him a hard time. We did it on the stream yesterday, and he at first I thought he would take it really, really well, but you could tell it stung because he feels bad that we're losing money. But he really did. It was bothering him that we were losing, but it was funny. I mean, because he shows up with the legal pad for the UFC, big yellow pad, and he just could. And Joe's right. I mean, he's usually really good with his picks. He didn't. Have it last night, and he was getting robbed.
Bob, I think a lot of people got.
I was giving him a really hard time last night, and I think it stung on him. I think it did.
Well, because normally he takes pride. Like when we watch these UFC fights, he comes in and he has like these picks, like second round this, but it was all gone awry. Normally he's going from like a part where we're like, all right, Mike, let's go, and he likes that to like. This was the opposite end of the spectrum, and my God,
and Mikey, he was so like he showed up. He had like his Chardonnay, and like you know, he's so excited for the fight, and he's breaking down why this guy is gonna win. This guy doesn't have conditioning. This guy, And then he rattled off an 0 for 7 and got out of there faster.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. UFC is so volatile in terms of betting. It's just so volatile. Like everyone and their mother that I spoke to that watches UFC was on Tatiana Suarez yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, she looked unbelievable.
Everybody I'd spoken to, and that Zhang Weili, man, she's like, this chick's like a fucking robot. She's like a robot. Joe had me fucking in tears laughing with Zhang Weili because he was like, this girl's unbelievable. This girl's unbelievable. I was like, yeah, she's a whole
because we had the other girl and I was like, she's a legend. I was like, wait, what do you mean she's a legend?
Yeah,
I knew that she was a champion. I didn't know that she was like one of the greatest to ever
one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yo, this girl's stamina. She was like, this girl, this robot. Suarez is she's like a, one she's of the like best the Terminator. Wrestlers.
Yeah.
She couldn't get her down.
No.
It's amazing.
No.
And she doesn't get tired. Her. She was just like round robot. She was like
she's going like Terminator. Yeah.
They compared it to that Merab fight versus Usman. Like the conditioning on these people is some of the most fascinating.
Oh my God.
It really is just insane. I mean, to be throwing the way that they're throwing, and I mean, to be as tired as they got to be and have somebody trying to kill you when you're that tired.
Oh, well, that's what they said too, though. You know, you always like, and you know what? Hindsight is 20/20. I think about it because I had Suarez also, and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, you stupid fuck. You know why? Because like she had never fought a 5-round fight yet. Because it's a championship fight.
Yeah.
That is such a different animal having to go from 3 to 5 rounds in UFC if it gets there. Like that is, those extra 10 potential minutes are fucking, like this girl's not used to that. And fucking Zhang Weili, she's been living in that arena for years now. That's her wheelhouse.
Bob, it reminded me when we were talking to Jersey Jerry about the stamina when he did the rough and rowdy thing and
him and Nadu.
Yeah, Jared, were you worried about the conditioning going into the fight? He's like, no. What did he say, Bob?
He's like, Jared, like, did you think that you were going to be like conditioned with the training and whatnot, with how much you trained? Oh no, Bob.
He's like, I was smoking a vape before the fight.
I was going to say he was hitting a vape pen on the speed bag in the gym.
Yeah. He was gassed 30 seconds.
Well,
with the
guy he was training with, he was training on like the heart of Newark. So like, yeah, I know the gym he was training at.
I know the gym he was training at. Like that's legit. Like it's legit. Like I thought he was gonna kill that guy.
We got a guy that is. We bet on all the time. Guy's name's Dustin Jacoby. He won a big fight for us last week. It was the most embarrassing thing. He couldn't get into the bar. I had him come by. We were in Scottsdale. He was coming to meet us at the bar. We
wouldn't let him in
every fight. Why? He's a big Bob, the sports guys and everything. They wouldn't let him into the bar.
Why is that?
Because they said that they were making last call. So I went out to try and get him into the bar. I felt terrible.
That's when you do the old hand him.
He's a UFC guy?
I tried to hand him $100.
He's a UFC guy or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Name is Dustin Jacoby, friend of the program. I thought he went like 30 minutes away.
Bob, didn't you say you could see him like still, like he still had bruises from his last fight?
Yeah. These guys are just, it's
you see what, you see what's his name's face? He's going to be fucking mangled for a long time. This guy,
who Strickland?
No, last night.
Strickland got his nose broke. He looked terrible.
Not Strickland.
Bellator?
Brazilian guy. Yeah. Bellator.
That's the guy we
Bellator.
Had. Yeah.
He's gonna be fucking chewed up for a while, man. But how about this other guy, though? I'm a bit, Taliesin Teixeira, bro. 6'7". He's a big
he
old
He ended
boy.
In 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's undefeated. He knocks everybody out in the first round. He's a fucking grizzly bear, the guy.
He looks
I love
like,
this guy.
He doesn't look human. He looks like he's like some kind of hybrid.
Yeah. Joe, if we would have won that fight, we would have went nuts. Because there was a time where he was coming back. Bellotto, I'm talking about.
Yes. No, he held tight. He fought the Jimmy Crute.
Yes.
Yeah, that big old Australian with the mullet.
Yeah, we just got taken to the cleaners, man.
It was a tough night last night.
And my dad, when it was over, when we were like, all right, we're done.
He disappeared so fast.
He got out.
I was like, all right, we're going to end the stream. I look over, I'm like, where's your dad? He's like, he's gone. I was like,
that was a late night too, though. No, Bob, like that's
he slipped through the cracks, Michael. Like,
what's the normal Mike Berger bedtime on like a regular night? What's his regular bed?
Probably 9:30.
He's in bed by he's in bed by 9. I was gonna say. Sure.
So I mean, that's like really. No,
but Mikey, he just left. He vanished like a ghost.
Yeah, he did. Now, mind you, we didn't stay up till the main event. I mean,
we left.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you know what? We were just getting taken to the cleaners. Like, we had nothing left.
I came late, thankfully. Bob had, like, multiple flights before I showed up. And he was, Bob was like, Mike, at one point, he's like, you know, we're doing okay. Bob looks over, he's like, Dad, we're 0-7.
he was trying to keep positive. He was.
He's like, I had the fight to not go the distance. He's like, it just went the distance.
He had a tough look. He'll be right back on the saddle.
Hey, even Ali got knocked out. So you know what? Even the greats had their losses.
When we said, okay, that's our last fight, he was out of that door fast, man. Really, really fast. But I am buying Raising Cane's.
Back to that.
And the sauce.
Good old Texas toast.
I thought that Chick-fil-A sauce was the number one sauce. I think Raising Cane's sauce.
Really?
I do, man. I think that's.
Wow, what a 180. What turned the tide for you?
Me and Perez went there before you got there. He's like, you want to go to Raising Cane's? I was like, I do. They lightly bread the tenders. The only thing is, they got no dessert option. So if you only want to have the chicken tenders, how do you not have a dessert option?
I mean, Bob, really? Who fucking cares?
Like, what do you mean, who cares? You don't go to Wendy's.
I mean, who cares?
Bob is a huge dessert guy. Like,
All right, I get it, what you're going to say. Like, you go to Wendy's, you want the Frosty. Right. I appreciate it, and I get that. But, like, a fast food place not having a dessert option wouldn't necessarily, to me, be a deal breaker. Like, that would not be a deal breaker.
No, it's not at all. No, you know what I mean? Not at all. I agree with you, Mikey. I'm not.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
Not a deal breaker. I'll still go, but I would like a nice treat after.
Well, it's clearly not a deal breaker. He's buying it this week. Yeah, so, I mean, he's clearly in.
Yeah.
But they do one thing and one thing only, and they do it really good. By the way, the Texas toast, if you dunk it in that sauce, it's really
good.
Everyone
talks about that.
And they have they actually have the best sweet tea in the game. I'm not a huge sweet tea guy. Every time I go there, I get their sweet tea. It's unbelievable.
I'm not a tea guy, but watch me buy sweet tea next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mikey, did you do your buy or sell?
I did not. We got derailed here today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell a quick buy on that Taliesin Teixeira guy, UFC. Quick buy.
That's a quick buy.
Selling, and this has been bothering me for as long as I could really think about it, public restrooms that don't have paper towels. That's an air dry only option for your hands. I just don't know why we continue. Like, it's a cheap way out because you install that air blower once. There goes your expenses to have to use the paper towels. But that air blower is an absolute disgrace.
Liability.
Germ spreader. It makes things dirtier than it was beforehand. Yeah. Half the time I go and I take half the roll of toilet paper, Bob, to dry my hands. I'll take half the roll because the toilet paper is bullshit one ply. I'm a problem. Okay.
No, but you're the problem.
I gotta dry my hands, Bob.
But you can't take half. That's why they then go to the air dryer because they just gotta keep rolling through. Like that's part of the problem.
No. If there's no paper towel, I go to the toilet paper and take half a roll of toilet paper to dry my hands.
I see what you're saying.
Because the air dryer doesn't do
that. By the way, the paper towel dispensers that they have now take so long to dispense one sheet. That you're standing there.
You got to wave your hand under it again.
That is absolutely. And the soap dispensers have no accountability anymore whatsoever.
That's right.
They got to get back to the drawing board for the public restrooms.
Public restrooms, yeah. It's like everything was fine. And then when the automated stuff came out, they were like, well, should we put out an automated soap dispenser, an automated sink so you don't have to touch anything, an automated paper towel? Oh, well, now we're going, you know, we're going green. So the paper towel's got to go. So now we're not going to have paper towels anymore. So now we're going to install the air dryer. Is the air dryer a push button air dryer? Is it a sensor air dryer where you put your hands? They are so fucking lost. The only good air dryer, I will say. Have you ever gotten to a place with that Dyson?
Say where you put it.
That's a nice hand dryer.
It is, but it never fully, like, you don't go out of that never. Feeling like my hands you are dry.
Never, ever have dried hands from an air dryer. No, ever, they stink. Ever. Just put the fucking towels back in the public restroom. It could be a one ply. I don't need Bounty.
You're not gonna get Bounty.
I know I wasn't, but I'm just saying. Yeah,
they give you that cheap recycled paper, you know, yeah. That brown
underrated,
shit.
How about this underrated thing? And we talked, Joe, on Sportsman a while back with what's his name, the Stoner, how he took the paper towels from the White House bathroom in a nice place.
They have the
nice
the
restaurants. Napkin. You know those like thick napkins.
Yeah,
that was those that are was real nice. Funny where one of you guys were like, you know, if I went to the White House, like I would take the toilet paper, and he's like, I did.
I said I would have took White House.
Shout out to Stoner, man.
Again, like you go to those nice restaurants and they have those like thick, bountiful napkins in there.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I mean, that's nice for your hands. I'm not expecting that. Give me a one ply, the shitty brown paper towel where like it's the gigantic roll and it's dog shit. Like you can't sop up it.
When they
but
have
it's still
that
better
nice
than
stuff,
the air dryer.
When they have that nice stuff, typically they have an attendant in there handing it out too.
Those that's are that's just, by the way.
I don't
that's
need the
sell.
Attendant.
Bob's a big fan of the attendant.
Well, I love the lollipops. I love the lollipops, like the blow pop selection, the spray cologne. I like that. But
that's like in like clubs just, and stuff.
Yeah, it's just such an awkward thing, man. It's just so awkward. All right.
Bob's recent thing is he's done this a couple times now. He'll come out of the bathroom, and instead of getting one of the blow pops, I don't know if he's how much he's given the guy. He comes with the whole box.
I
start handing out blow pops to everybody like he's a fucking candy man.
Like he's Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Bob, you know, it's a good the bathroom stinks because the line's fucking horrific, but the nice attendant and a nice assortment of accoutrement in the Billy's Yankee Stadium, the Billy's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
They got some nice stuff in there. But it's just it takes you a half hour to get in there.
They
That's
do.
Problem.
Audi
That's
Club's problem. Got something in the works, by the way.
Yeah, Audi Club's back.
Audi Club has got something in the room. So Audi Club is coming back for sure. But you're right about that. Billy's does have a really nice assortment there. And I love $20 is the tip for the whole bag. I said $20 for the whole bag. And then when you're handing out blow pops, you're the fucking man. Like you are.
Bob's done it multiple times now. He just walks around handing out blow.
I mean, strategically, it's a lot smarter than trying to like buy around the drinks for everybody because that's going to cost you fucking hundreds.
But wait, those
blow
are the rare
costs
times.
$20.
Like there were times we had to do Bob Just Sports like a club appearance at like Riot House, whatever. We do love Riot House dearly. Clubs are the worst thing in the world. You can't hear anybody. You can't talk. Yeah, Perez loves him a club.
Dude, talk about a guy who I would never. You look at Perez, you speak to Perez, like before Perez became like this internet sensation, I would have never in my life, I would have pegged Perez as like a local watering hole, you know, hole in the wall bar, shitty pub type of guy. This guy loves model service at the club, man.
Where the two guys go to the club, baby don't hurt me, and they're just
Night at the Roxbury.
They gotta add Perez to the Night at the Roxbury.
Well, Perez doesn't mind, like Perez can sit there in silence and just enjoy. Like Perez, like I need to talk. I need to have some type of dialogue, like at a dinner table. Yep. Perez can just sit there and just like being like just sit there without saying anything and be at peace with that, which is why he likes the club. But you are right. I wouldn't expect.
Never. I would never have pegged him.
Yeah. But I will say that also comes off as a shot. Like if you say like you look to me like a watering hole dive bar type of guy.
I'm a watering hole type of guy.
I know what you're saying. He doesn't seem like a club guy. He loves He loves the club.
He's like 50 Cent. He's up in the club all the time. There you go. Yeah. I mean, there you go. I mean, it's just, you know.
He loves the glove.
Look at that photo, man. The ace of spades.
Dude, I know when we did the Breezy in Chicago a couple years back, and you guys didn't come out. Joe, you did. Yeah, Joe, you definitely didn't come out.
You guys went to Tao.
Went to Tao.
I don't.
This guy was having the time of his life until that bill rolled up, man. That bill rolled up. He took a look at it. He goes,
that's when he got his hole in one.
Yes. So, you know, he was going out that day. He looked at that bill, dog. I mean, that's what I mean, though. They just, the clubs, like, they charge, the upcharges on the bottles are just so insane, man.
Bottle of Grey Goose will cost you a ridiculous amount. Insane.
If you do a nice gesture, like, Brett is really, he's like, taking, he told me he'll like go out and take care of the bill, which it's a really nice gesture, especially you're spending thousands of dollars. Nobody there really appreciates the gesture the way they do because they're so fucked up.
Yeah.
That, and it's so loud and it's okay.
I'd rather do a big ass dinner.
Correct. You're going to get so much more love if you do it at the dinner table and say, I got taken care of. The love you'll get there compared to at a club is night and day.
By the way, you could take like up to Rayo's or a nice restaurant and you could go to like take care of the bill and you're still going to save a shitload of money as opposed to the club.
Yeah. It is true. All right. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep it on moving forward. It's going to be an interesting one here. In honor of the Super Bowl being today, we're here recording on Sunday. We are going to be doing top five ever halftime show appearances. Joey D took it home last week. Brilliantly Dumb Show Tracker has got the tracker of going down. Mikey, I'm not taking a shot at you, but you need a dub. You had got the long-awaited dub. It's been a it's been a long time. You're going back into the drought.
There's only so much I could do, Bob. There's only so much I could do, Bob. The odds are so stacked against me.
That's crazy. Mikey, that's crazy. Crazy.
I try to do the best I can with the information given, Bob. I can't do any more than that.
Look, I got spanked last week. I got absolutely fucking annihilated. Joey D won it by a landslide.
I think I've won the last two or three, by the way. I'm kind of catching the steam.
Back to back. So we're going to do top five ever Super Bowl halftime appearances. We were saying like after the second round, it could get a little bit dicey. D-Man, where would you like to go?
I'll go in the one slot.
Going in the one slot. Okay, Mikey, you're up next.
I'll take three, I guess.
Okay. I'll go with two. I mean,
what other choice do you have, Bob? All right. So I guess I'm first. I think to me, this is the best and the most watched Super Bowl halftime. Really, a while ago this happened, but I'm going to go with the Michael Jackson performance in 1993 in California. Fucking came out, really kind of like set the tone moving forward for the rest of the Super Bowl performance halftime shows. Michael Jackson at one for me.
Okay, give me Prince.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to go with, Joe, for sure.
Me too. All right, I'm going to take a recent one that I thought was spectacular. Give me Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige. That was and Eminem. That was 2020,
Eminem too.
2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Eminem and all those guys. And then on the wraparound, I'm going to take, they were tremendous also a while back again. Give me U2. U2 one of the best halftime performances of all time. I'll take U2 on the way back.
Yeah. Give me the nip slip. Give me Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake halftime show.
I'll go with Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. 2020.
I loved that one. I thought that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was really special. And then I'm going to go with the Rolling Stones. I thought they were awesome too. That was 2006, I think. They had the coolest stage too. They had the lip. You remember that, Mikey? They had the actual lips.
The lips, yeah.
Yeah, that was so sick.
Okay. Give me the... Give me the Coldplay Super Bowl halftime show. Now it's going to get a little dicey now, fellas.
I'll take the Chili Peppers and Bruno Mars.
That was solid too.
I'll take Tom Petty on the way back. Tom Petty had one of the best Super Bowl halftimes ever. It's just that he followed the year after Prince, and I think that was the toughest act to follow. I think Prince was, in my opinion, the best one. But I got Tom Petty on the way back.
Yeah, give me lock me in for Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
What are we on? By the way, what round are we on?
Fourth round. This is Joe's last two picks.
And then I have one more?
Yes.
Okay.
I will go with... Damn, this is where it gets
really, really dicey now, man.
Slim pickings here, man. Give me Lady Gaga 2017.
Yeah.
I thought she was great. My last one. I think I'll go with Rihanna last 2023.
That's a great one.
I thought she was awesome.
That was gonna be mine. I thought she was great too.
All right. Bob and then Mikey V on the way back.
I like that Lady Gaga one was
a good
one.
It was really good.
I didn't mind that. Give me the Who.
When did they perform?
Years ago. I don't know what year it was.
2010.
Yeah. Mikey, you're the last pick now?
Mm-hmm. Mikey to close us. I don't know who's going to win. I really don't.
It'd be interesting to hear the lists after.
I think Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Okay. Kendrick Lamar, this one should be interesting. I like when they get multiple acts in there.
Yeah. Well, you
sometimes
know
they don't. It's
tough to get
it.
Somebody who could carry it by themselves. You know.
Yeah.
That's why Rihanna, I thought, was so good. She mm-hmm. she has so many hits that like she just did her thing.
I mean, not by the way, I'm not a big Not Like Us song. I think it's a little overrated. He's got some good stuff for sure, but I'd like to see multiple people in there. But Mikey, if you could go ahead and fire off the list, please.
Joe's got Michael Jackson, Shakira, J-Lo, Rolling Stones, Lady Gaga, Rihanna. Bob's got Prince, Janet Jackson, Coldplay, Bruce Springsteen, and The Who. I have the 2022 Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg. I got U2, the Chili Peppers and Bruno Mars, Tom Petty, and Paul McCartney.
I forgot that the Chili Peppers went with Bruno Mars. Super Bowl is, for me, another reason for me to post that Lady Gaga thing where I bet on the Super Bowl halftime show. Look, any excuse I can get for a repost, I'm going to use. I'm going to get. All right, that does it. Enjoy the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you. We love you. Big congrats again to Joey D and Nicole. That has been the Brilliant Dumb Show. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next time. Take care. We love you. As always, like, comment, subscribe.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.